Welcome to the Family Alpha Podcast, a place where men, families, and the truth have a voice. The information shared on this podcast is meant to be applied. Now, here's your host, Zach Small, founder of thefamilyalpha.com and co-founder of thefraternityofexcellence.com. Let's get to work.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode on the Family Alpha Podcast. I am your host, Zachary Small, and today we're talking about the United States versus COVID-19. That's right, Battle of the Titans right now. America versus Corona. Who's going to win the day? And hopefully it's the American freedoms, but that only happens if Americans themselves choose to take action, take responsibility for their freedom. Now with that, I'm going to say a few things that are anti-PC. You know, they're not quite politically correct. They're not probably the most appropriate things to say if you're trying to fit into the majority herd, but I'm not trying to do that. I don't care. I'm going to share where I stand, why I stand there, and why I believe you should start taking a stand on certain matters. So let's just dive right into it. First, you need to start breaking some rules. You know, there are so many random things coming down the pipeline, and I'm not saying break the law. I'm not saying that you should go out and do crimes and cause mayhem and then say, well, Zach told me to go out and break the rules. No, don't break the law, but break the rules for sure. If the rule says you're not allowed on this baseball field and there's nobody around and it's a great day, but because of Corona, you're not supposed to be on the baseball field, go on the damn baseball field. Nature is not secured. You know, if they say, well, there's 6 feet separation while you're walking on the trails and only 10 people on the trail at a time, don't be so paranoid that you're sitting there trying to count, like, just go walk the trails. Go out in nature. They try to shut down gyms. They're trying to shut down all these activities that get people in motion. All the things that are healthy and that will save you, you know, that will help you fight off Corona. They've got all these measures in place to keep you locked in and secured and quote unquote safe. And it's killing people. So you need to really look at why are you doing what it is they're telling you to do? What is the purpose of what they're saying? You know, some of the guidelines that they passed on make no sense. And the CDC, the politicians, they've all been hypocritical in what they've said and what they've done and then reversed it later on. And this gets people really stressed out. And I fully understand it. Like, I really, really do. I don't have a compromised immune system. You know, I don't have that sort of fear. But I do have the fear of, like, look, first stores are open, then they're closed. My kid's school was open, then it was virtual, then it was closed. You know, I'm dealing with this just like everybody else. The difference is I have an attitude about it. I have a questioning mind. And when anybody tells me you cannot do this, I say why. And I think that's a big difference between myself and a lot of others, you know, who just say, okay, I won't do that. Well, why? Why will you just not do it? You know, we accepted that we have to wear masks, that schools should close, that we should social distance, that churches should close, gyms should close. It's insane that the revolutionaries are those who are going to church and the gym. You know, the founding fathers, they were out in the streets, you know, throwing tea into the harbor. And here we are having our revolutionaries going to church pews and squat racks. That's crazy when you think about it. The people that are revolutionary during this whole epidemic are those who are staying fit and staying true to their faith. It's interesting, too, especially when you bring up the mask debate. You know, I firmly believe, and I'm going to say it here to make it crystal clear for everyone, I do not believe that there should be any mandates across the entire nation. I think we should open up all businesses. We should open up all communities, all schooling, all everything. Open it all up. Allow the businesses to choose if they feel PPE is required. So personal protective equipment. If they want you to wear a mask, they can put up the sign. If a company or a business, whatever, does not want you to wear a mask, they should be allowed to run that, operate in that capacity as well. No business should be forced to operate at 30% capacity. No family in the United States should be told you are not essential. All those people who are employed at restaurants, at food, in the food industry, you know, in gyms, they were told by our country, you are not important. The food for your family, the money you need to buy those things and to take care of your family, you're not essential. We can operate without you. I think that's disgusting. I think America turned her back. Or no, not America, because the country itself is comprised of its leaders, and that's pretty much the direction we take. I think a large majority of Americans do want it open, do want Americans cared for, but those in charge, the governing bodies that we've elected, have turned their backs on the people. And because of that, we got, what, $600? They shut down your restaurant, they shut down your gym, they shut down your small business that you were using to feed your children, take care of your wife, handle all of your health insurance and bills. All that was closed down, and here's $600. It's just completely unacceptable. If people want to wear a mask, they should be able to. Absolutely. If you feel it's necessary, you wear it. But that does not mean a company should be obligated to enforce the wearing of masks, or people entering their establishment having to wear a mask, or other people should have to wear a mask. That's ridiculous. And people, I get this attitude from people, oh, well, you don't care about your fellow countrymen. Like, how in the fuck do you make that connection? Because I believe that those who are healthy, who are not compromised in any way, should not have to shut down their lives for those who are. It doesn't make any sense, because they would have to stay inside anyways. When the flu season comes out, nobody cared. I never once got the flu vaccination and nobody said a word, but I'm not getting this damn vaccination and people are giving me an attitude about it. You didn't care when I was not getting the flu. Why this? You know, when the flu season was coming around and people who did have compromised immune systems, people who had cancer, people who had diseases, when the flu season came around, nobody cared. They cared. They wore their masks. They were wearing it for years now because they knew they were in an environment where they were at risk. What we did as a country is we shut our country down to keep the at-risk at risk. Really let that sink in. The people who were having an issue or were at risk to corona, even after business closures, tanking an economy, having our unemployment go insane, people getting laid off, families being tossed to the streets, after all of that, those who are at risk of catching corona are still at risk of catching corona. We solved nothing. We have to say enough. At some point, we have to step back and say, look, this isn't working. What we're doing is not working. The CDC says, don't worry about wearing those masks. And then they say, you have to wear a mask. And now they're saying, the masks don't do shit. I've had medical professionals say, look, masks work when you're in such a controlled environment that they're allowed to work. When you have that surgical mask pinned to your face for a limited amount of time in a well-ventilated area, you know, without you touching your face or removing it for any reason, yes, it works. But that's not reality. We don't live inside this controlled environment of a lab. We live inside life. You have us all separated at airport security lines and then crammed together inside a plane. And people are like, oh, well, you know, the air filtration. It doesn't matter about the filtration of the air. We are all together. The mask is coming off. We're touching each other's food. We're touching bags. We're handing cans back and forth. People are touching all sorts of shit. People are sneezing. You know, and that's just one example of the science doesn't fit. We're sending kids to school in these like little separated bubbles. You can't talk to each other. They see their friends with masks on their face and they sit there for hours. It's disgusting. What are we doing to our children? There are the elderly who just want to live their life. And they're like, let me just go and do my thing and have my memories. And they're being told, no, you, we're protecting you. These people are being told they're being protected. They don't want this. How many grandparents have died without seeing their grandchildren one last time because they couldn't travel to go meet up? Because we shut down the entire globe. Because we shut down any connection that we're supposed to have with people. Because we're trying to isolate and force these quarantines. It's completely unacceptable. Yet here we are cheerleading it. Why are we happy that we're being oppressed? Why are we happy that liberties are being stripped from us? Why are we sitting here and tolerating this? People get mad when I don't wear my freaking mask out in the open field. Are you kidding me? How have we already made masks a part of our identity? It's like people want the death toll to be higher. They want bodies in the street to prove, see, I told you, you had to wear a mask and you didn't. Now look at all these dead people. It makes me sick. The people who are enforcing these masks upon others who don't want to wear them disgust me. It's un-American to tell another individual, you have to do this because it makes me comfortable, because the government told me to do it. That's slavery. I don't want to live under the rule of anybody. I want my own personal responsibility. I want my own personal freedoms. I'll deal with it if I get sick. I'm watching these businesses go under. I'm watching, you know, some businesses have found a way to thrive and good on them. But let's not overlook the success of the few over the carcasses of the many. Inside the Fraternity of Excellence, multiple men were laid off. And thank God that we had been preparing for this moment prior to this happening. As a somewhat of a sidebar, I want to plug in there. The reason I work out, the reason I read books, the reason I do all the work on my personal, you know, development, on my soul, on who it is that makes me a person, not just the muscles and not just, you know, the strength, but working on who I am as a man, my connection to my family as a husband, as a father, as a leader. The reason I do those things is for moments like now. And inside the Fraternity of Excellence, the men are doing the same. We did all the reps. We had all the discussions. And people are like, oh, you got to have your men's group, your boys club. You're going to have your little secret meetings. Fuck yeah, we are. And that's why when this shit hit the fan and people lost their jobs and people were getting sick and travel was locked down and the whole world lost its mind and it was on fire, FOE men were like, let's go. It's game time. I'm ready. I've got my mind dialed in. I'm not stressed out or freaking out. I got my body dialed in. I'm not going to get sick. And if I do, I'm going to overcome it. You know, I'm going to go out and stay healthy. I'm going to continue to eat. I've already prepared by collecting food, by collecting water, by collecting all the essentials that were needed. As men, we prepared for this moment. Cash on hand, not having to worry, oh, what if I don't get my stimulus check? You know, a lot of us, you see a lot of people talking about government, stay out of here. I already pay enough in taxes. I don't want the government involved taking my money. But then when shit hit the fan, they're the first ones in line saying, where's my stimulus check? Are you kidding me? You can't ask for the government to stay out of your business when the sun's shining, but then have it come save you when it's raining. Hell no. You're on your own, or you should be, but you know what? We live in a coddled country. So my stimulus package, whatever the hell you want to call it, the bullshit, is $2,400. My family, in a country that has been shut down, let's say 9 months now, I'm supposed to survive, or I'm supposed to have the hit I've taken financially to be wiped away with $2,400. That's embarrassing. That is honestly a slap in the face. It's worse than zero. $600 per person in my home. Myself, my wife, my two kids. $2,400. My parents will get theirs $600. My brother, because he's in that 17 years old to 24 year old range, doesn't get anything. The people in DC have no clue how I've been impacted. They don't know if I'm unemployed. They don't know if I'm struggling with bills. They don't know if I've gotten sick or my family has or if they've been laid off. They have no clue. It was a blank, blind check. Here's $600. Sit down in the corner, shut up and color. Again, that's embarrassing. And that's why you need to start breaking these rules. Go out and start doing things on your terms. The government does not care. It does not care. It's proven itself time and again. It has no idea how to best navigate this. Our leaders have failed, and it's on us to take responsibility for ourselves and where we're going. Now, let me be clear. I'm not one of those anti-mask brigade type guys. That's not what I'm saying. I wear a mask when I go into small businesses that require it because they require it, and I respect them. I don't want them getting in trouble. I wanted to coach my kids. You know, I coached them in flag football this year, and I wore a mask. Not because I wanted to, I freaking hated it, but I wanted that time with my kids. I had to attend a funeral, I had to wear a mask. You know, I travel for FOE and the 21 convention and certain speeches I've given. I wore a mask to get through. It's not the hill I'm going to die on, but damn, if I don't take that thing off every opportunity I get. I go into the store without the mask, they can ask me to put it on. Depending on what I really need from that store, I'm either going to leave or I'm going to put it on. You know, like I said, on the airplane, my daughter thought it was hilarious because I kept taking it off and the lady kept coming back telling me to put it on. And people can say, oh, you're being a jerk. Look, you have to make waves. Stop trying to be the man who just gets by without any confrontation or conflict in your life. You're going to let people take everything from you and you're not going to know why you're left sitting there with nothing. Your children have no freedom. Your wife has no freedom. You have no freedom. And you're like, I don't know how that happened. It's because you accepted all of it blindly. You allowed this to happen. You did not push back. And I do not believe as a country that that's what we want, or that's what we truly believe is what is best for this country. You know, masks provide a false sense of security and a heightened sense of anxiety. Always having that mask on has you on edge. Always seeing other people with you has you worried about things. And guess what? It's not keeping you safe. It isn't. I don't give a shit. You can listen to whatever news station you want to listen to. That mask is not saving you. That's just not going to work. There's too many variables that we're not counting into the equation that it just totally makes it obsolete. But look, that's the way it goes. Another one is not listening to where the government tells you you can go. Nature is not closed. You should not be spending all of your time sitting inside watching TV or playing video games because of corona. Get outside. Your children should not be getting fat and weak because they're not swinging the bat, running around, playing kick the ball. I'm fucking soccer. I couldn't think of the sport. Playing soccer, you know, kicking the ball around. You should be training with your family. A lot of people, unfortunately, are having their children fatten up right before their eyes and get weak right before their eyes because they're not training with them. Because it's too easy to sit and play with a video game console, to sit and watch TV, to sit and play video games on the computer, freaking scroll social media. Guess what? That's very sedentary behavior. And you'll go to the park maybe once a week for 30 minutes. That's not enough. Like, you need to be out training daily. I trained with my son every single day. Every single day we were training baseball or we're outside or we're lifting weights. My daughter is in cheerleading. Tonight, she has a pottery thing we got her for Christmas. Before that, cheerleading training. She's going to do her stretches. She's going to show me her routine. And we're going to work on some new moves for her. So if I can get it going with a baseball player and a cheerleader, what is stopping you from getting going with your football player, your baseball player, you know, whatever it is your kid does? Get involved. Make it something that's a priority and is important, and it gets your family together and moving. It's not enough that you sit there and you're like, oh, well, when the world opens back up, that's when we'll get back to it. It's been 9 months. You could have gotten pregnant and had a baby the amount of time that the world has been locked down. I am very grateful to Lincoln, Rhode Island for hosting a Little League season this year. It was fantastic. I'm very grateful to all the AAU teams that came together and that are opening back up. I'm very grateful to all of those, all the parents who decided to make their children a priority and to make their health a priority and to get out there and to train with them and to do things. And I see the parents, I see the kids. You can tell who has been doing the work and who has not. You can tell who's able to run and keep up and who cannot, who can hit the ball, who cannot. It's just, it's objective assessment, you know, and that's sad. Because how many kids could have had a great year? Or how many kids could have been, you know, an absolute stud in their sport? But instead, they're just going to give it up because they had so much time off of doing nothing that that's their new routine. That doing nothing is now their new habit. That's what this is doing to people. You know, Corona, COVID, it's having people just like stop chasing, stop pursuing, stop putting any effort. Because what's the point of it all? It's all locked down. Everybody's stressed out. Everything sucks. 2020 is garbage. Look, it's 2021. And I'm not a big fan of the new year, new me, because you have to do something different to be different. But if you're going to do something this year, if it's your aim to strive to really changing who it is you are, mentally, physically, spiritually, maybe you want to drop some weight. I recently did a podcast with Phil Foster on getting your hormones checked. You know, I did that and it changed the game for me because I was just like, I had a four banger engine inside me and I was trying to operate with a V8. So I got my hormones checked. I realized I was a little jacked up. Fixed it, and now I'm back to that V8. You know, I'm ready to go. So get that checked if you're trying to lose some weight. If you're trying to get back into a new routine, you know, there's a lot of programs out there. Getting your children out running around with them is a workout in itself. But you have to do something. You got to stop tossing it in the air saying, oh, it's 2020. You know, I'm 180 days sober today. And I had every opportunity and reason to drink the past 180 days. Like, my world isn't any different than yours, yet I came out of 2020 on fire. I recorded a podcast last night with my wife where we shared, you know, like 2020 really made us. Like, we really got after it. The year was not a bad year. What 2020 did is it highlighted your weaknesses. It highlighted that, hey, you know, you are addicted to let's say alcohol. You're drinking too much. Hey, you're addicted to snacks. You're eating too much. Hey, your family is wicked stressed out and like arguing all the time. Well, you haven't worked in your relationships. Hey, you and your wife, you haven't had sex in the past 9 months. That corona's been going on. Well, maybe your marriage needs to be put into the focus and the limelight. And you got to work on that. You know, 2020 highlighted where you sucked. And it amplified it. So all the areas that you sucked, you know, really sucked. It made the year garbage. 2021, you can fix that. Look at all the things that didn't work for you and find a way to make those weaknesses strengths. Find a way to build them up. And that sort of goes into the final point I want to make on this subject. And that's our country. There, you see a lot of examples of people standing up, but the more people that can come together, the more people that stand up, the greater the pushback will be, and that'll lead to a faster sense of change. We should not take this laying down. But the people now who are saying, well, just stay indoors and don't travel and wear your mask, they're the same people in 1776, or let's say 1773, who are saying, just pay the tax. Just pay all these taxes they're putting on us. Don't worry about getting some representation. We're good. Let's just get back to farming and doing our thing. If you blindly accept allegiance to a tyrant, if you blindly, because it's comfortable and it keeps things, you know, from making any waves, if that's your angle, you're going to find yourself oppressed and you're going to find yourself on the wrong side of the team. And what I mean by that is there's going to be a lot of people looking to bring freedom back to America. I made it very clear in this podcast in my entire time, you know, between Black Lives Matter, the protests, the riots, the election, all these things, I've made it very clear where I stand. And when push comes to shove and I've got to find people I unite with, I'm going to find others who were there. I'm going to find others who put their neck out, put their balls in the chopping block time and time again. I had cops getting called to me while I was training kids to play baseball. I kept training them. I wasn't going to stop. That's not my prerogative. I don't know if that's the right word. That's just not my style. And you know what? I had a lot of parents privately DMing me. Hey, I support you. I was literally banned from my town's engagement page for saying that all lives matter. And that, you know, Black Lives Matter really detracts from the fact that police brutality and government overreach is an issue that plagues us all. And we should all be pissed off about it and not just black people. And because I said the term black people, it got a bunch of people upset. That's their problem to deal with. I shared a truth. I shared an honest opinion. I shared where I stood. And so many people looking to keep up with the trend or what was hot at the time, you know, really went against that message. And it's continuing on now with Corona. People aren't seeing family members. People aren't seeing friends. How many children are sitting in isolation this entire time? Because we shut down schools, how many children haven't learned a damn thing because their parents don't have the time because they're working at the factory or whatever, and they're kind of just tossed in front of a screen, but the kid's just staring at the ceiling the whole time, wondering why the hell he's supposed to sit in front of this screen. And when his time is done up at school, he sits in front of his television or his video game. Screen, 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 screen. Your kid's becoming binary. He's going to start thinking in zeros and ones because all he does is have a screen raising him. That's not a life. Parents need to be involved, and you need to connect. And you need to connect with people who are on the same wavelength as you. People who are going to stand up, people who are American as hell and saying, no, I'm not going to just take it lying down. Again, that revolutionary spirit, it's in our blood. America is the greatest experiment to ever be run. We're the first and only country of our kind. You're not French, you're not German, you're not Irish, you're American. Your allegiance is to this country, and it'll accept everyone. We need to come together. We need to unite. We need to stand up and stop blindly accepting these measures designed to hold us down. What's the alternative? We just keep going down this path and wait for a next $600 check? You start seeing the unemployment lines going wrapping around the block tenfold because more businesses are closing. How many businesses shut down in 2020 and how many are praying to God they don't have to close in 2021, but that's what it looks like. That's the direction we're heading. And you're either going to find yourself in a position to where you're making moves to improve yourself and to prepare yourself. It's one of the reasons many people joined the Fraternity of Excellence because they saw the shit was hitting the fan and for some reason, all the men in there kept going forward. They said, fuck your masks, fuck these mandates, fuck these lockdowns. You're not going to stop us from doing what it is we're doing. We're going to live our lives. And guess what? We've had great years. The last year was great for FOE. And it's going to be even greater moving forward. But here's the thing. None of that happens. Not a single thing of that happens if you're blindly just following the rules. You have to break the rules. The only way America is going to beat COVID or America is going to beat Corona is when Americans stop tolerating it. It's a sickness. It exists. It's a disease that will make you feel bad. And then you'll get over it. And those who are at risk, there's a potential that they'll die. But just like there's always been the potential. There's a potential they die from the flu. There's a potential that they would die in a car accident when other people wouldn't. You know, more people die from cigarettes than COVID. More people die from alcohol than COVID. More people die than a lot of things than COVID. Yet we're overlooking all of it. And many of those things are legal. This isn't about deaths. This isn't me sitting here in my chair saying, oh, it's not going to happen to me. I have friends and family who are in compromised systems or in compromised populations. I want the very best for them. But I don't want to shut down the country as a fake sense of caring about them. I truly care about them. I truly want them to win. but we need to continue to win as a country, or else everybody's going to lose. And we're all going to become, you know, somewhat looking over our back or looking over our shoulder, wondering, when is am I next? When's it going to be me? When is my job going to be the one to let go? When's my job the one that's going to go, you know, 6 feet under and just pull the plug and shut the doors for good? I don't want that happening to anybody. So that's where I stand. That's my message. Break the rules. Don't go out and break the law, or don't get caught if you do. I don't know if there's a legal disclaimer to put after that, but don't do anything stupid. Go out, get after it, and understand that the masks, the closures, the isolation, the quarantine, you decide what it is you want to tolerate and what it is you're going to do. But stop living in fear and stop looking for permission from anybody else. The ball is in your court. You have the freedom to make your choice. So I wish you well. Go out there, get after it. And for all the men listening, if you want to join a tribe of men who are motivated and doing exactly what I just listed, fraternityofexcellence.com. There's a link below. You can check it out. Take care.
Thanks for listening. You can join our private men's only community at thefraternityofexcellence.com. And don't forget to find Zach on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @ZachSmall_.